Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I just had a strong urge to start laughing right before the show started. So I have the giggles. So there you have it. And the moon in Sagittarius is all about laughter. So that must be some of the energy coming through right now. And we're going to talk about that and what shows up throughout the month of June. So thank you for being here. Today's broadcast is all about the astrology and energies of June, which is a very, how was I going to describe this? The energy of June has a transitional feel to it in terms of we're really stepping into some new stuff now. So I'm going to talk a bit about more about that soon. And we're going to have a good show, a really good show, because we're ready, right? I know that so many of you are just ready for more stuff to get going and moving and underway. And we've been a little bit in a holding pattern with Mercury retrograde. But again, that's going to change as we move through June. So more about that really soon. A few updates for you. We just released a new mastery course on spiritualityuniversity.com. It's a 5-day journey to greater energy gifts, to working with energy on a more advanced level. And this course is so great because you receive little exercises and insights every day for 5 days. So you can really be putting these tips and wisdom into action and working with them in your life. It's a great course. It's on sale. It's only $29. So check that out if you want to really tune into energies more and you want to understand how to work with energy in your life more. This is a really easy way to do it, and there's lots of good information. So check that out on spiritualityuniversity.com. Another announcement for you is that we have some great guests coming up here in June. We're going to be talking more about the importance of authenticity and the power of your story and why it matters to tell your story. One of my wonderful guests next week, her name is Kelly McNillis, and she's going to be here talking about why our stories really matter right now and why we have to be truthful with ourselves about our stories and their power and how they're a part of our spiritual journey. And Kelly is the founder of Women for One and has some great stories of her own to share. So I'm looking forward to that conversation with her next week. That will be June 10th. So I hope you can tune in and you'll be inspired about how your story really matters now. And then following that, Irma K. Sawyer is going to be back here talking about empath skills for right now, the time that we're in right now, in terms of the different energies that we're working with and how our skills need to match these energies. So she's going to be here sharing more of that guidance and wisdom, and it's always fun when Irma is here. So I hope you can make that show too, and that will be June 17th. I have a few books coming out really soon, and I've said that for a few weeks now. Mercury retrograde has made me go slower with some things, so I'm going to share those books with you soon. One is very different than any other book I've written before, and it's the one that's taken the longest, as they do sometimes. Any artist, any writer can tell you that some of these little puppies take a long time to bring out into the world. But it's going to be worth it. And then I have another book that's coming out later this summer, and it's actually the third book in the Awakening Consciousness series, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire. Oh, I hope this one helps you. I just feel that this book is so different than anything else that's out there, because it's really designed to show you how all of your answers to your soul journey are right here, right now, and that there is so much for you in this lifetime that connects you even more with your own happiness, forgiveness, peace, healing, joy. I mean, there's a lot right now in this lifetime, more than we've ever had before. So I hope that this book provides you with some inspirations and insights about your soul's journey as you awaken to more of you, authentically you. So that's coming up too. So a lot going on, as always. And I hope that your year, your 2015, has been taking you to new places now, because we're really ready for that. I know that the past few years have been big, and they've been tough. You know, we've really done a lot individually and collectively. We've done a lot to change the dynamics in our lives, not always by choice. There's been a lot of big things that have come up along the way in terms of relationship changes, job changes, family changes, money. You know, every area of life has been touched for most people on some level or another. And now we're moving forward into a new experience of that, a new experience of ourselves and what we really want, and to claim what we really want. And so with that, we go into June. Welcome to June. it is June 3rd right now. And depending on when you're listening to this, because I know that some people listen a few days after it goes live, we just had a full moon in Sagittarius. And the full moon in Sagittarius was opposing three planets in Gemini: Sun, Mercury, and Mars. It was also squaring Neptune in Pisces. So we have that feel-good optimism of a moon in Sagittarius. We have the connection to trusting our gut and what feels right, checking in on that level. Also, looking at the bigger picture and what inspires you, and where do you want to go next? And what is really uplifting you? And then that moon in Sagittarius energy is interacting with the Gemini energies, which says, well, we have to do our daily tasks to get things done. I always use the analogy that if you want to write a book, and Sagittarius rules publishing, so the moon in Sagittarius is perfect for this analogy. If you want to write a book, you have a vision for your book, you know what feels good, you know what feels right, you know what you want to say, you know your opinion, you know the information and knowledge you want to convey. Well, in order to create that book, you have to do the daily tasks, and that's Gemini's domain, which is you got to sit down and write the book, you got to, you know, put your fingertips on the keyboard, and type away and get in your word count. You have to know the structure and the outline, do the grammar, editing. You know, it's all those little things that create the whole, which is the book. So that's the energy of this full moon that starts the month. Are you doing the little things that support your grander vision? And with the Neptune in Pisces squaring this energy, it can feel foggy. It can feel uncertain. You can also lose motivation. Neptune does that. It takes things away. It sweeps away anything that is ego excessive. And Neptune says, well, maybe it's just time to take a nap. Maybe it's just time to tap out and chill out and relax. So there could be this sense of there's a lot you want to do, and yet the energy comes and goes. But know that that's going to be changing here pretty soon, especially as we move into this weekend. And this weekend, June 6th and 7th, is when the Sun moves further into Gemini. It's going to get away from that Neptune energy, which makes things slow down and sloggy and makes you yawn. And it's going to move towards a faster pace here. Now, the other thing that happens this Saturday is that lovely, pretty Venus is moving into Leo. And later this summer, we're going to have a Venus retrograde. That starts the end of July, but it's going to be the strongest in August. And what this means is that Venus is going to be in Leo until the middle of September. So Venus enters Leo June 6th, and she stays in Leo for months, which is really rare. Usually Venus will stay in a sign for about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, maybe a little longer sometimes. Depends how fast she's moving. She can actually stay in a sign for about 5 weeks. And so what's happening is that with this Venus retrograde that's coming up later this summer, we go into a review mode, just like with Mercury retrograde. Only with Venus retrograde, we're reviewing relationships, reviewing money, reviewing how we are loving and honoring ourselves. So that's a big deal. Venus only goes retrograde once every year and a half. So the last time she was retrograde would have been 2013. And so this energy begins on June 6th, and she goes all the way through Leo until July 25th. And then she goes into Virgo for 2 weeks. But it's interesting because in Virgo, she's only at the 0 degree point. She's just at the very beginning of the Virgo energy for 2 weeks. We get grounded, we get practical, we get more centered. Okay, what's important, what's a priority? And then she retrogrades back into Leo in August and September. You know, I think she actually stays, I just realized, I think I got my month wrong. Let me see. I think she stays in Leo even longer, as I'm saying this to you. Okay, so Venus stays in Leo until October. My bad. October 8th. So, all summer and into the fall. And later on in the fall, we have eclipses and more energy changes. So, what I want you to mainly take away is that Leo's energy that begins here in June, I keep saying Leo, Venus's energy that begins here in June is going to last through the summer and into the fall. And it's all about how you are truly valuing and loving yourself, your creative gifts, your expression, where you're feeling strong and proud, and also where you're ready to take another risk. So that's a big, big theme here. Where are you ready to get out there a little more, to try something new, to be ready to share more of yourself with love, from a place of love, from that solid core of I love myself, I love who I am, I love what I'm here to do, and I'm ready to share it more. So that's really important, and we need that energy right now. You know, we always need that energy on a daily basis, but we need it to really take us into this next phase. So that's one of the signatures here of June, this beginning. And then keep in mind, Venus is going to go retrograde in the late summer, and we're going to have opportunities to keep working with this theme. And it's going to complete by October. So depending on where this is in your natal chart, this energy is going to come forth. And, you know, it's going to bring a spotlight onto love relationships, money, your creativity and personal expression, and female relationships, your friendships. Venus rules all those domains. And so it also will depend on how you, in your chart, embrace and work with Leo energy. Okay, so that's one of the things that's coming through strongly here in June. Another upcoming celebration, if you will, is the middle of the month. Middle of the month is when we have a few things. June 12th, Mercury stations direct at 4 degrees of Gemini. He goes forward again. He gets on with things. He's like, okay, we've been reviewing and reassessing and reprioritizing. What matters now? Where do you spend your daily energy? And so Mercury goes direct on that Friday, June 12th, and then a few days later, on Tuesday, June 16th, we have a new moon in Gemini. And this is when there's that oomph, there's more of that, let's go. Now let's take what we've been formulating and planning and thinking about and talking about, and now we get on with it. Now we go. And that's what Gemini loves to do. Gemini loves to go. And this is even stronger because this new moon is conjunct Mars. Mars is all about getting it done. We take action. We assert ourselves. We go out there. We move the body. We move the energy. So if you want a power day in June, it would be around that new moon, June 16th and 17th. It gets things going finally. Now we want to be mindful of how we're moving things forward. And that's one of the higher octaves of Gemini energy. It's mindfulness. Being aware. Saying, okay, this is what's important. This is what I really want to invest my energy in. So by the middle of this month, things really start moving for us. Also, around that time, we have Saturn, who's been going retrograde. He re-enters Scorpio. Now, this is a big deal because Saturn is a strong influence in how we are using our daily energy, how we are getting things done and doing our work and really being responsible. And so this shows up in our external lives, but it's more about our inner work when Saturn goes back into Scorpio. And I just want to acknowledge that it's okay if you feel an inner groan, like, oh no, Saturn going back into Scorpio. It's intense. This energy is one of the reasons why the past few years have been so hard, because we can't escape the truth of who we really are. Can't escape how you really feel. You can't hide from your authenticity, from how you see yourself, from how you talk to yourself. We become our own counselors with this energy. We say, I guess I have to look at that. I guess I need to own that. But the power of Scorpio is that when you do that, you go deeper into who you really are and you have the ability to claim it. So it also brings up the shadow energies and the shadow work that needs to be done. And I know that some of you have been doing a lot of work. You know, we all have, I think, you know, those of us who are conscious and aware and understand that, you know, we have to step up and own our power and own our energy. We have to do the real work. And so Saturn going back into Scorpio is only going to go through 29 degrees to 28 degrees. That's it. He's not going to go very far. So it's like finishing up, it's getting the visual of cleaning up the last crumbs on the table, right? He's like, okay, you ate the meal, you took care of everything that was on the table, and now there's just a few scraps left to clean off, clean up, and get rid of. And so that's part of this shift that's coming, the middle of June. And Saturn is going to stay in Scorpio until the fall, until the middle of September. So we're in a review mode here. Now, the thing that's great, if you will, is that whatever Saturn is touching on in your life, it's not new. It's what you've already been aware of. You've already had opportunities to work with it. And now it's coming back, Saturn's coming back through to say, okay, you got that covered. You learned from that. You owned that. You took responsibility. You did the work around that, right? And if the answer is thumbs up, yes, you did, then this isn't going to be a challenge or a struggle. Rather, you already see what it is, and it doesn't have that same effect on you. However, if you haven't done the work, if you have put things off, if you thought you could, you know, take a shortcut or skirt around the truth or deny or push away or something, chances are it's going to come back even stronger and more forceful. And that can show up in a lot of ways. Scorpio energy requires that something dies so that it can be transformed, so it can reemerge in a new form. And so that isn't necessarily a physical death, but it's something within you is complete. And I believe that you know what it is. And now you're more ready than ever, starting this month in June, to let it go. It could be a process. In fact, you should anticipate it's a process until September, until the fall. There is something that's moving through, and you're letting go of it. And it's something that's going to come up and out in a new form that's even better. So this part of the trusting process, which is a big key word for Scorpio, is the trusting. But typically, Scorpio goes into control instead of trust. So wherever you're trying to control is actually where you need to be trusting more. So that shows up here in June. We're revisiting some area of our inner work. And it will show up for you wherever 29 and 28 degrees of Scorpio is in your chart, your natal astrology chart. Then we enter the highest, brightest light of the year, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's the summer solstice, which is on June 21st this year. Now, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you are entering the winter solstice, but the June 21st summer solstice is the time of greatest light, the longest days. And it's a real infusion of energy. It's so strong. You know, I live in Seattle, so, pretty far north, I guess, above the equator, and we'll have sunlight until like 9:30 or 10. And of course, other locations that are much, much farther north will have sunlight all day, and we'll have sunlight until midnight or beyond. So there's just so much light coming through. It's such a beautiful day, summer solstice, June 21st, to be aware of your intentions and what you want to create, experience, and feel as we move through the summer and begin this new energy. It's like these waves of energy that come in. Now, there is not a new moon on the solstice, but it's still a powerful day of intentions and getting clear, especially about what you want to feel, because the sun moves into Cancer. When the sun moves into Cancer, we tap into our heart chakra. We tap into what we feel, our instincts, our intuition. We tap into our nurturing essence, who we are below the mind, who we are at the core, our heart core. And that transition there softens the energy. It opens us up to more of how we feel and what we want to experience. It's very loving and kind. It's associated with mothering energy, that nurturing presence. And so we look at how we nurture ourselves. But the other thing that's really important with the solstice and with the sun moving into Cancer is we look at where we need to grow. It's a growing season. It's a time of blooming and blossoming, opening up. Now think of your favorite flower and how it starts to soften and open, those petals open with the sun, with the warmth, based on all the work it's done since it was a seedling. And this is where astrology is pretty cool. It's because you have this story that develops throughout the astrological signs. So back on the spring equinox on March 21st, that's when the astrological calendar begins in Aries. And that's when we plant a seed. We set an intention. What do I want to create and initiate in this next cycle? And so that's what Aries does. It initiates the energy. Then we move into Taurus, which is where we put down the roots. So that seedling grows and the roots go down further into the earth. Taurus is an earth sign. And those roots get stronger and grounded and get ready to support the next phase of growth. That's where we also will put on the fertilizer and we'll make sure everything is coming together for everything that's happening under the surface. Then we move into Gemini, which is where the energy starts to grow and pick up. And that's where we get the first little sprouts that show up and where things start to pop up and you see more motion. You see something that you've been working on start to grow. And in Gemini, it usually involves some movement. I mean, there could even be that you're seeing the movement of growth. You're seeing that this plant is coming up and it's really ready to strike out into the world. And then you have the energy of Cancer. And as that plant starts to grow and we water it more, Cancer being a water sign, we water it more, we nurture it more, we take care of it, we mother our flowers, it starts to bloom. You know, you see those petals loosen, you see something open up. And so that's what we're in right now. We're in this growing season. Then we're going to move into Leo later on in July. And that's when the flower blooms and absorbs the light, the warmth. And again, does more growing. And that's when we have usually the height of our plants and our flowers, right? July, August, because there's so much sun and warmth and support. So that's one analogy to look at how astrological energies show up. And so here we are in June when things are popping up and sprouting and moving, and then we're going to enter the next season in the summer solstice where we really start to see that growth. We see what needs to be nurtured and watered and taken care of. It needs our attention a little bit more, but we're also seeing more results. So this is also how June is really great for us. Now, I want to touch on one more thing here in June. And then I want to talk about more of the bigger energies of June that aren't necessarily astrologically related, but they're part of the energy signature of the month. And there's something towards the end of June. I'm so sorry. I just had it in front of me. So we have the June 16th new moon. You know, I think it's, oh, that's right. Okay, the Capricorn full moon is in July. It's July 1st. I thought it was June 30th. So we'll talk about that in July. But the next full moon in Capricorn shows us where we have to do more work to get the next round of results. And that's July 1st. So from the summer solstice on June 21st to the beginning of July, we're really growing, nurturing, taking things forward, looking at what connects with our heart chakra, what has meaning, what has meaning to us, real meaning, you know, that you really want to stand behind and support. And then starting in July, we say, okay, well, here's what I need to do next to keep this moving forward. So what I like to do here is talk about the different cycles of energies that are happening in a month. And, you know, we can look at cycles of energies from a micro or macro perspective. We can look at how, you know, every hour of the day is 60 minutes. We can look at every week is 7 days. You know, every month, 30, 31 days. So there's all these cycles that are overlapping all the time. And then we have the bigger cosmic cycles. Astrology is one of those cosmic cycles. But then there's other cycles that are grander. And so we've been moving through some of these grand cycles. And that's why 2012 to 2015, we're so big with energies and so intense. And we had a lot going on and a lot happening in our inner worlds. Well, those cycles stopped, or they didn't stop, they transitioned earlier this year. So just take a moment to feel into your life and feel into where you're at. Can you sense how different right now is compared to March or even February? And it can be hard to remember what was happening at that time. But there's just a lot that's been cleared away, swept away. And so we look at March, which was the biggest energies of this year. And then April was close second. We just had May, which was a little bit softer, a little busy. And now we're in June. And so in June, we feel more of this energy come through that supports us in the next grand cycle. And that grand cycle is all about connecting you on a deeper level with who you are now, what's important to you now, where you're ready to go now, what you really want. And these energies move fast. The fact that we're already in June is amazing. And so it's really time to do what you feel you're here to do. And that is taking the basic steps, taking the first steps. We're entering this new grand cycle on an individual level as well as a collective level. And where do you want this grand cycle to support you, to work with you, to help, you know, with your dream creation, to really own your life purpose, your soul purpose, what you're here to contribute and share. And if you don't know, if you're thinking, I have no idea, Molly, I don't even know what that is, that's okay. Then you just open up to the willingness to know and the willingness to hear the answer, to see the hints, to understand, to be guided. Because this new grand cycle, you know, it's going to have its own things that we have to work through and other ways that we'll be pushed to grow, of course, because that's what this whole journey on the crazy human ride is about. It's about how we continue to grow and evolve. And so those will always be components. But it's looking at the power of your choice. And where are you really putting your energy in alignment with your best and highest good, with your truest intentions, with your choices? How are you showing up in the world with that? And June helps you with that intention. And that's because of this Venus entering Leo energy, which is strong, with the new moon on June 16th, which has a lot of energy, a lot of action, a lot of get up and go. And then also Saturn going into Scorpio, which is where you're really owning your truth. And you're not holding back who you really are. And this energy will work with people who have done their true work, you know, who have really been diligent and honest and, you know, faced some hard truths about themselves, or they saw themselves and how they were operating in the world. You know, it's not pretty. Doing your inner work is not pretty. It doesn't feel good all the time. It's not something that's easy, which is why most people don't do it. Actually, I remember one of my mentors telling me that change work is really hard for most people. That's why only 10% of the population does it. It's also why the self-help industry is so pervasive, because people just keep buying books without doing any work, or without taking it to the next level, without being held accountable, without actually really changing on a foundational level. Because this kind of inner work, it's not what you think. It's not just about how you think about something. It's how you show up in the world, and you're making new choices, and you're reprogramming yourself. And that is what consciousness does. The higher you are in your personal consciousness, the more you see yourself, the more you own yourself, the more you're really aware of who you are. You're tapping into your greater power. And so June is our next step with that. June is where we say, okay, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is what I'm here to do. This is where I want to go. You know, you get clearer. And if you don't have all of those answers, it's okay. They're going to come. But this is really about your ownership in this new grand cycle of energy. And we're going to have, looking ahead, there's going to be another burst of this energy in September. And that is when we have two more eclipses. That's when we have planets that have been retrograde go direct. So we take our inner answers and we're ready to make them real in the real world. And we have some other astrological energies that are all about this new, it's not quite a birth, but it's a reemergence of who you are now. And that's in September. So our assignment right now in June is to really look at where we're ready to take action, get clear on our priorities and choices, what we want to nurture and grow, and where we're ready to step forward in this new grand cycle based on everything that has transpired over the past few years. And as I've mentioned, I know that many of you have been through some really hard things, and your life has changed, and it's meant to change. It's meant to change. So it's important to leave those outdated stories behind, because they're going to keep you small. They're going to keep you small into what you were, instead of take you fully into who you are now and this new aspect of yourself that's coming through. And again, this is a cosmic thing. I mean, this is big. This is a big energy coming through. So I feel it as like the next adventure. Like, let's go. Let's do this. It's exciting. It has, you know, the sense that we're ready, and it's really, there's so many good things to come, and there's so much happening right now that even though we can't see it, it's supporting these next steps. And if you can get into that frame of mind that it's an adventure, that there's happiness to be experienced, there's success to be connected with, you know, if you can get into that part of it, it's going to help even more. It really is. Now, there is one more thing here in June coming up. It's an outer planet connection, June 22nd. So right around the summer solstice is when Jupiter in Leo is going to make a connection for the third time with Uranus in Aries. And these two planets touching take you to new levels of inspiration, motivation, a vision, a new understanding of your I am energy. June 22nd. And that's building up now. That's building up throughout June. And it's been ongoing. These two have been connecting. This is the third time it's connecting. And the third time Jupiter and Uranus are making a trine. And it's really helping you feel good about who you are, what you're here to share, and to have a strength in yourself that could feel new, but that you're ready for. You're really ready for it. So that is also around that summer solstice energy. And, oh, it's just time. I mean, again, it's this whole idea that you're own it. You know, go for it. Let's do this. I mean, no more sitting on the sidelines. No more just hanging out and, you know, waiting for the heavy energy to pass. Like, you're an active participant here. So how are you actively participating in your own life and in your dreams and in what you want? And that's what June is going to be about. So I hope that this helps you get inspired and ready to go, and just feeling a sense of good things are happening and more good things are on the way. Because we're ready. We're ready. And the adventure continues. Next week, we're going to be talking about your story and the power of the truth in your story and owning your story, the authenticity, the value of it. We all have multiple stories. And this one is about where you're really loving yourself and your story. So I hope you can join me for that show. That'll be on June 10th with my special guest, Kelly McNillis, and we're going to have a great time. So I will see you back here then, friends. In the meantime, I'll see you on Facebook, where I post a lot. I love Facebook. But I'll see you over there, and wishing you great joy in the week ahead. Take good care. Bye-bye now.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I